Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vinegar Bendmeisel. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook juggles the ball. That's an error on Hook. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Verdon is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cimolai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell fires to second and picks off Stewart for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mizell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Burpell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 0 for 1 in the game. Burpell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Rogers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Grote moves to second. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Simulai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Smith settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Banks. Smith reaches second base with a double. Hoke goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mizell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mizell hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mizell moves to third. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball towards center. Verdon catches it and throws to third to double up Santo. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers is walked intentionally. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente strikes out. 1 out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart strikes out. Burpell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stewart out. 2 outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Rogers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Mizell covering, for the out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field. Clemente picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clemente. Ashburn moves to third. Zimmer moves to second. Clem Labine now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Zimmer scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Andre Rogers. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Labine covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Bauschi now playing first base. George Altman now playing right field. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Gene Baker pinch runs for Hal Smith. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Clem Labine. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is hit by the pitch. Hoke moves to third. Baker moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Hoke scores. Baker scores. Skinner moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skinner now playing left field. Roy Face now pitching. Smokey Burgess now catching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bertel settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bertel. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Roy Face. Rocky Nelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Elston covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Heist now playing center field. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mazeroski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Verdon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Verdon is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a line drive towards first. Bausch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.